Stop 8. Monkgate. Charlotte Caroline Richardson was born on the 5th of March 1775 in the parish of All Saints, High Usgate. She was educated at the Grey Coat School for Orphaned Girls between 1787 and 1791, where pupils were, quote, fed, clothed and prepared for domestic service. Originally situated in Marygate, the building was found unfit for habitation in 1784 and relocated to the street of Monkgate. If you walk down the street, you should be able to spot house number 33. This was approximately where the Greycoat School was situated. It was here that Charlotte Richardson would begin to solidify her career as a poet. Her talent was initially recognised by philanthropist Catherine Capp, who ensured the publication of some of Charlotte's poems. Charlotte Richardson would publish her first and only collection of poetry, Poems on Several Occasions, in 1806. Some of the collection's poems are deeply personal elegies dedicated to family members, such as her mother, who died in 1790. Others detail her time as an orphan, likely written while she attended the school on Monkgate. An example of this is The Orphan's Prayer. As you listen to this extract, try to imagine the life of a young girl walking the streets of Georgian York, alone and uncertain of her future. The child of sorrow long I've been, and often for unkindness mourned, a friendless orphan, poor and mean, and by the proud and wealthy scorned. Oft did their scorn my bosom tear, yet God still heard the orphan's prayer. There is a lot of emotion instilled in this poem. The loneliness found through grief and orphanhood, personified into a so-called child of sorrow. But we can also sense a deep solace that Charlotte found through religion, supposedly answering her orphan's prayer. Not all of Richardson's poems detail grief and sorrow, though. Charlotte wrote during the height of the Romantic period of poetry, where pioneer poets such as William Wordsworth wrote of finding peace and inspiration through the natural world. Some of Charlotte's more famous poems, such as The Rainbow and The Redbreast, highlight this theme, which you can read for free on the Poetry Foundation's website. Once you have finished observing this street, head back through Goodrum Gate until you reach King Square. Our next stop.